Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
Hi, this is Bren Hill, and you're in Cow Country listening to Andy and Jim on Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Bren Hill. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and you've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what do you got for us this week?
Well, when did they start shoeing horses? At what point in time?
You know, there is indication that they actually shod horses in Egypt.
Right. They found brass shoes in the pyramid.
BC.
Yeah.
So obviously it was an issue back then.
Right. Well, and you stop and think about the Romans, you know.
Right.
They had a lot of horses, a lot of chariots.
You bet. I mean, if you're going to go to war, you don't want a lame horse.
That's right. And I think there's a poem out there. For the want of a nail.
Oh, there you go. yes, there is.
The farrier, the blacksmith back in the 18th, 19th century.
Sure.
They were held in such esteem as much as a doctor.
Yes, they were.
And
doctors were barbers too.
Yeah.
So for heaven's sake. So
exactly.
Back then, but yeah.
But, and also, you know, whenever a farrier makes a mistake, we want our pound of flesh.
Oh, my. Oh, let me tell you, just one summer spent shoeing on the track cured me of that.
Absolutely.
If the horse loses, it's the farrier's fault. If the horse wins, it's a trainer.
It's the trainer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So there you go. All right.
Yeah. Well, and I want to turn the worm, okay? Let's put the farrier back on his pedestal. Where he belongs.
I like it. Absolutely right. I'm with you there, big feller.
Yeah, well, and he is human, and mistakes are going to be made.
Right. I'll go through that for a want of a nail here a little bit later.
Yes.
But that's some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's
File. My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, you're not so hot, how are they going to get a hold of us?
I just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right, if they would like to request a Dick's pick.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
You betcha. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
I think we did all right.
Not terrible, but we're going to move right along.
Keep moving.
Yeah, Bren Hill is riding along with us. This is the title cut off his new album, Horses of War.
Horses of War ride against the guns. arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. A sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, you horses of war. For Centurix led the United Gaelic tribes. He raided Roman soldiers on Roman supply lines. Till Caesar broke the stone wall was the sentry's greatest fear. And came the Roman cavalry running against the spear. Alexander the Great was just 13 years old when the war horse Bucephalus was gifted as a foal. Through many bloody battles he carried his king to the battle of Adaspus. His end did it bring. So horses of war run against the gun, arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. A sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, you horses of war. Marengo was the stallion of Napoleon Bonaparte. Small but fierce Arabian, his life was rife and hard. Wounded many times in battle till the fall of Waterloo. His bones on display today for history to view. General George Washington was horseman like no other. The war horse known as Nelson was George's spirit brother. He was 16 hands and fearless even to the cannon's fire. Till Cornwallis surrendered in all his English shire. So horses of war run against the guns, arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. A sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, you horses of war. Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse refused U.S. command to take to reservation far from their birthright land. They built a mounted army, sieged at Little Big Horn, rode hard into battle till Custer was forlorn. On again through history to Britain's World War I. War horse did so much more than run against the gun. They carried off the wounded, artillery and supplies, and across the bloody trenches charging through the battle cries. Horses of war run against the guns, arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. A sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, you horses of war. All become with unmanned bomber drones that fly high as the sun, and warheads under radar flying halfway across the earth. Far faster can we kill than can we bring to birth. Yet 12 Green Beret soldiers deep in Afghanistan turned into mounted warriors, modern cavalrymen. They fought with Afghan rebels, they made a desperate run down through the narrow valley, running against the guns. Horses of war run against the guns, arrows in the flanks, bullets in the lungs. A sacred place in history is what you're running for. So run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, horses of war. Run against the guns, you horses of war. Run against the guns, horses of war.
Good song. Oh boy.
Boy,
yeah. A lot of history in one song right there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're talking about the 18th and 19th century horse. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about the war horse, don't we?
Absolutely, you know, during the Revolutionary War.
Oh my.
You know, if you had the horsepower, you were probably doing all right.
Well, that's what moved your artillery.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't necessarily just fighting from your horse, but that's what moved everything.
That moved the camp and everything else.
Well, and you made mention of the Romans and the chariots and everything. I mean, that was war. That he with the horse won the war.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And then, of course, we graduated into modern machinery.
Mechanized,
and,
yeah.
And then in World War One, those poor horses.
Oh, my.
No.
You know what?
And they were used to move all artillery and all that stuff, yeah. too. But, man, were they mistreated.
They truly were because yeah. they took city boys and said, okay, this is your horse. Now your horse, you take care of it. And they hadn't a clue.
We need to ditch out to a commercial. What? And when we come back, Joel Nelson has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.